America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
One of the most exciting things about doing this show is as we prepare for the show, I get to watch you get the entertainment report ready. And
yeah.
You're giggling and you're laughing. And so I am just really excited because I don't know. I really have no idea where you're taking me today.
Okay. Well, we're going in a lot of different directions
off
today.
We go. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to talk to you because I went to go see Guns N' Roses.
You did?
Recently.
I remember we talked about this before.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you go in and you don't know what to expect because you hear that he was good. Sometimes you hear stories about, oh, we think there was a voice track behind Axl.
Yes.
There was no voice track behind Axl. This is how I know, because it wasn't perfect. Every note wasn't hit exactly the way it should have been, like in the record. You know what I mean? But that, to me anyway, for my ears, proved that he was actually singing. He looked great. He sounded great. He looked like he was having a really good time on stage. They played for 3 hours. They played everything. And when I tell you that I could have been at this show alone, because all I did the whole time was scream lyrics at the stage, I was like singing with Axl.
You actually did a little video and you put it on social media and I could hear you singing.
It was such...
And you were pretty good.
It was such a great experience, and the tour is not over.
No.
If you can get tickets to go see Guns N' Roses,
that's the key.
It's worth the money.
Right.
They sound great. They're having a good time, and they're playing for a solid 3 hours.
Okay.
So go.
Now.
Axl Rose just sounded so great.
So you had a terrific time.
Yes.
All right. I got out my old, I had a cassette tape from like 1987 that I bought at Sam Goody. Now, you went to the show. That's the key for this next clip. Let's harken back to a moment on our show from April 17th of this year.
Okay.
Let's travel back in time and listen.
Okay. I'm thinking that because the start of the tour was a success, that there's more of a chance of it to run the length
because
of the tour.
Because people want to see them all there. They're coming to the New York City area. What is it, July?
In July.
I would imagine you're getting a
yes.
Tickets.
We will be going.
We're going.
The tickets are a little bit pricey, but worth it. Well, I went.
We will be going.
Well, I went.
We will be going.
I went.
I will get tickets. We will be going. You had the time of your life. I had to have my wife dress up as Axl just to kind of replicate the experience.
I'm so sorry.
And there I am with this freaking cassette tape that barely worked. But you had the time of your life.
Maybe after this tour, because you know they're making a ton of money on this tour.
Oh, they definitely are.
They will be coming back around.
I think they will.
So
they're not going to turn that kind of money down again.
Anymore. Right. Okay, so good for you, Guns N' Roses. I had a great time. Okay, so let's move on.
Yes.
Do you remember the Ice Bucket Challenge? Was this huge thing. Everyone's on social media dumping buckets of water on their head.
Did you do that?
No.
Okay.
But it actually paid off. Okay.
People actually contributed.
Okay, so the Ice Bucket Challenge raised over $200 million.
Very nice.
According to the ALS Association, scientists, because of the money that they had to now do all this extra research or whatever, have found a new gene called NEK1, N-E-K-1. That's this gene that they found. A common gene associated with ALS that they didn't know was around before this research. This is a newly found thing. So now they're focusing their efforts on medication towards this gene to
fix
whatever the problem is. So this bucket challenge actually paid off.
And the concern was that people were going to do it but not send the money in. So obviously they did. And so it's actually doing a great deal of good. That's terrific.
Right. So that's a very good thing. Okay. So friend of the show, Jay Moore. Made the news. I guess, I don't know what happened here, but I guess he filed for divorce.
He did?
But 6 days after a divorce petition, Jay filed for a dismissal. He says that he and Nikki Cox are very much in love and they reconciled their differences.
Oh, no. That's no good. Things don't just turn on a dime like that. Last night, I was watching him on Periscope. He was sitting alone, like in some TCBY, having yogurt and nuts, and he's just like talking to his fans on social media. And I'm thinking, why isn't he home? And it's very weird that you bring this up. It's like 10 o'clock local time in LA, and he's sitting in an ice cream joint when his wife is at home.
So maybe
that's not good.
Trouble in paradise, but you know, everyone goes through a little rocky stage, but that's what the article said, that he filed for a divorce, then filed for a dismissal, and everything's okay now, you know, happy endings, whatever. Brock Lesnar.
Ah.
Now, this is a very interesting story because, you know, he's UFC, he's WWE.
He's everything.
Okay. So I guess for UFC 200, they obviously drug test you know, all the people that are participating. But I guess he failed the drug test. Now, a spokesperson for WWE says they won't be disciplining him. Like, they're not going to suspend him or put him on probation. This is because he is not a full-time participant in the WWE. Only full-time performers for the WWE are subject to their wellness policy. And don't worry, Brock Lesnar will be performing at SummerSlam in August.
We got to keep this guy in this. How are we? You know what? He's only a part-timer, so we can say it's only for the full-timers.
That was news to me because I thought all of their performers were subject, and I'm wondering if this is a clause in his contract that he's not, you know, subject to the...
I could do whatever I want to do.
Here's the thing, though. Even for UFC, you know you're getting drug tested.
Of course. How dumb can you be? All right.
I guess the WWE wellness plan prohibits PEDs.
Okay.
Even if you're doing like HGH or steroids or whatever, it's going to come up.
It's going to show.
On the drug test. Why do it?
And if you're doing it already, you know how far in advance you need to stop doing it so it doesn't show up in the test.
Right.
You know this already.
Right.
You've been through this.
Or if you don't know it, your person knows it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Your quote unquote consultant that's doing this for you knows.
So whatever. So I guess no worries. WWE fans, Brock will be there.
Of course he will
and be. Whatever. I would rather see a full-timer in the WWE have the title, compete for the title. Yes, it's scripted.
Yes.
But it's entertaining. But it's not entertaining when Brock just comes and goes for the pay-per-views.
Sure.
Apparently, in the past 3 years, he's only been at 19 events.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are every week at an event.
But he's the reason why people pony up for the pay-per-view. That's why he's there.
Blah, blah, blah.
They're going to do that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
Whatever.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to move on. This is the thing you saw me having a reaction to.
Quite a conniption, yes.
The next big thing. Are
it
you
is?
Ready?
I'm ready.
Roach milk.
Roach milk?
The Pacific beetle roach produces milk high in protein, fat, and sugar.
Who are they going to get to milk a roach?
Here's the thing now. And this is the... Who did this study?
Who?
And who thought... I don't know.
The American Roach Association.
Who said, let's see what the Pacific roach beetle is feeding its young... And let's test it to see how it compares to buffalo milk, because that's what this article was. It said that this milk contains crystals that the young roaches then ingest and it produces whatever it needs to survive.
Be a super roach.
Survive a nuclear attack. Because
so someone
roaches,
actually watched
because
this.
Because if we are all dead on this earth,
yes,
roaches will live.
They will still be here.
Okay, so this milk, I guess, has crystals that produce 3 times the amount of energy than buffalo milk.
Yeah.
I don't care. And if this becomes something like, oh, you don't need cashew milk anymore.
Just get a roach milk. You know what? Head into the slums, grab some roaches, and enjoy.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes.
So gross.
Can you imagine the poor intern in some medical study that's somewhere under a microscope or at least sitting there watching the baby roaches feed upon the teats of the mama roach? You know, at that point, you're thinking, why am I doing this? I'm only 22. I got to get the hell out of this. Why? Why? Just, I don't know. Why?
I'm like so baffled and dumbfounded by this article, and I almost didn't want to read it because I was just like, this is so disgusting. And
aren't you tempted to taste it just
no!
one time? Just one time.
Gross.
See, but I know how you are with bugs. That's why.
I don't do bugs. Listen, let me tell you something. Quick story.
Yes.
We have a wood-burning furnace outside our house.
I was scared you were going to say we have roaches,
no,
but that's okay.
No,
okay.
No. We do not have roaches. We have a wood-burning furnace outside our house, and we have a bunch of wood like up on the hill next to where this thing is.
Right.
One time, I saw a brown bug near the wood.
Okay.
And I literally freaked, saying, we need to get an exterminator. Was that a roach? Oh, my God. And I'm thinking, okay, there was only one. And it didn't really scatter when I came near it.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a typical sign of a roach. However, I would not try the roach milk.
Just once.
Nobody should try the roach
milk.
Just
once.
Why did somebody write this article to torment my life give me nightmares for
the next
month?
5 years from now, Silk will be producing massive amounts of roach milk.
Could you imagine the ad for that? Like a roach with smiley face.
Right, a little cartoon
character. With a little roach on the teat.
Yes, I could see that.
Gross.
Yes.
I hate that. I hate this. I hate this story and that we're still talking about it.
I love this story.
Okay.
All right, we got time for one more.
All right,
go ahead.
So we're going to move on to something that I'm very much into ingesting these days. It's called Lenny and Larry's Protein Cookies. It's called the Complete Cookie.
Lenny and Larry's.
Lenny and Larry's protein cookies. Now, they are vegan. They have, there's two. They have a larger cookie and a smaller cookie. They're vegan.
Yeah.
The larger cookie has 16 grams of protein and 8 grams of fiber.
Ooh.
They are very delicious.
They sound good.
They have peanut butter. They have a chocolate peanut butter, a birthday cake,
wow.
Cinnamon raisin. They have a bunch of different flavors. Very, very healthy. You know, it's something like I always have like a little bit of a sweet tooth.
Sure.
Like after I have dinner, I always want to have, like a little bit of something.
Yeah.
These protein cookies are actually a really good option and they taste great. You know how like some of these like weird protein things have like a metallic taste on them or whatever?
Yes.
They actually taste like a cakey cookie. Like they have a good flavor. So Lenny and Larry's. Good for you. I love you guys.
I love how you introduce products now. This is terrific.
Well, I know. It's like my new thing. But, if I enjoy it,
and
other people should enjoy it too.
Because you are now a tastemaker across America.
I am.
Lenny and Larry's, roach milk, the whole
Gross.
Thing.
No, do not compare the two.
No.
It's so disgusting. All but right. Lenny and Larry's, very good.
I want to try that. Go get some Lenny and Larry's.
I'll bring them in next time.
Very nice.
Okay.
All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.